The second promise of the Sacred Heart of Jesus to those who honor it, who revere it, who worship it, who adore it, is this: I will establish peace in their homes. Our Lord, the King of Peace, naturally, inevitably brings peace wherever he reigns. Where Christ reigns, there is peace, there is true peace, lasting peace. Wherever his social reign is rejected, is denied, there reigns war and chaos. Inevitably, war and chaos where Christ is denied, is rejected, is cast out of society. On that topic, it is very appropriate, especially in our current moment in history, to look back at a little interesting thing that happened in France in the 19th century. Ruling over France was Napoleon III. This was 1856, and he met with a French cardinal, a young French cardinal, Cardinal Louis-Edouard Pie, and they were discussing politics. It was a tumultuous century, the 19th century. Napoleon III was, to a certain measure, a good man. He was trying to restore what the French Revolution had destroyed, but he wasn't doing his best. He wasn't doing a good job, and the cardinal told him so. So when they met on the 15th of March in 1856, Cardinal Louis-Edouard Pie says to him bluntly, "It is my duty to tell you that God does not reign among us, and that our constitution is not, far from it, that of a Christian and Catholic state. Our public law states it is true that the Catholic religion is that of a majority, but it adds that the other cults have a right to an equal protection." Well, why is this bad? Seems severe to us, you know, we're very sensitive to these things today. "Our constitution grants other cults a right to an equal protection." And the cardinal goes on, "Does not this amount to proclaiming that the constitution protects likewise truth and error? Well, sire, do you know what Jesus Christ answers to governments who make themselves guilty of such a contradiction? Jesus Christ, King of heaven and earth, answers them, 'And I likewise grant you an equal protection to your governments who follow one another and to your enemies, overthrowing one another, one after another.'" In fact, just 14 years afterwards, Napoleon III was overthrown, imprisoned. After him, the government that came did not last. After that government, not even that one lasted. It was the First World War, the Second World War. Now France is one of the most secularized countries in the world, and very proudly so. One of also the countries which is most at risk of truly a demographic, cultural, spiritual extinction, or rather we could say suicide. And it's not alone. A lot of countries face the same fate, perhaps ours. We couldn't exclude our country either. A society which equally protects truth and error, which grants equal legal protection to good as well as to evil, a society which assures as much the right to practice virtue as the right, quote-unquote, right to sin, is a society where not only does God not reign, but is a society destined to fall. If we legally protect, if we equally grant equal legal protection in our society to evil as well as to good, God will allow that evil to be present in our society, to grow in strength, in presence, in power, until one day it will overcome us, destroy us like a parasite destroys and kills the host organism off of which it feeds. Well, the emperor, Napoleon III, responded in a flare of his lacking patience, perhaps, with the cardinal, who was telling him a lot of blunt stuff, true, but very audacious stuff. He responds, "But what, do you believe that the time in which we live admits of this state of things, and that the time has come to establish this exclusively religious reign you are requesting from me?" And the cardinal responded calmly, "Sire, when great political men like your majesty object that the moment has not come, I only have to bow, because I am not a great political man, but I am a bishop. And as a bishop, I answer them. If the time has not come for Jesus Christ to reign, well, and then the time has not come for governments to last. If the time has not come for Jesus Christ to reign, well, then the time has not come for governments, for societies, for nations to last. I will establish peace in their homes, our Lord says. Our Lord promises us in homes, in societies, in nations where his sacred heart reigns. And so may the heart of Christ, may Christ reign in our society, in our laws, in our culture, in our traditions, in our art, in everything, in our everything. May Christ reign. He is truly our only hope today against the onslaught of war, chaos, destruction, violence that ensues inevitably in all places that refuse to be subjected to his scepter and crown. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us.